The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
A few weeks ago, on March 29th, that was what, 4 weeks ago, right? Something like that. You and I on Monday Football Monday, we did a projection of the top 10 picks in the 2021 NFL draft. We stipulated that there would be no trades in this particular exercise. Now, at the time, Sam Darnold had not been traded to the Carolina Panthers. San Francisco had already traded up for the third overall pick. But could you explain? Am I missing anything? This was the exercise that we conducted, right?
Right. I think draft season began to heat up. So we said, okay, let's do a mock draft of the top 10. And now that we're here, draft week is upon us. We're mocking the mock, baby.
You mentioned what people are saying. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, because look, let's accept it. Fine. One of the receivers, we're right there. It's not going to be Kyle Pitts going to Miami. NFL Network's Tom Pelissero on Monday morning talked about the next two picks, Pete, picks number 7 and 8 belonging to Detroit and Carolina as the quote hot spot. Here is what Tom Pelissero had to say.
Well, Nate, the hot spot right now is at the bottom of the top 10. Specifically, the Lions at 7 and the Panthers at 8 have been fielding a lot of phone calls. That makes sense because when you look at Carolina at 8 as well as the Broncos at 9, both those teams are threats to potentially take an offensive tackle or maybe even a quarterback. So if you want one of those two positions, you may have to get ahead of them. So who's calling to move up? I can tell you that the Eagles have made a lot of phone calls, although that's Howie Roseman. He calls everybody every year about every pick just to see what it would take. The Vikings have been active working the phones. That would probably be if one of those offensive tackles ends up sliding. And this is an interesting one. The Patriots have been calling around in the top 10, and teams that have gotten those calls believe that their target would be Ohio State quarterback Justin Fields. Now, it would cost the Patriots a lot to move from 15 up to 7 or 8, probably something in the region of a second-round draft pick. That is a small price to pay if New England sees an opportunity to land a potential franchise quarterback. Okay?
A lot to digest there. A hot spot nonetheless. We gave the Carolina Panthers Trey Lance because, again, they had not traded for Sam Darnold at the time that we did this exercise. So that's not going to happen. But they are, I think, because of that, a candidate to trade back. But I do feel like Panthers fans would be really pissed because, like, okay, we dealt with the year one of Matt Rhule. There's growing pains associated with it. We said goodbye to Cam, right? Like, we gave you the rope. We gave you the leniency for year one. Now we got a top 10 pick. Like, we expect something substantial. And you just trade out of it. Like, I think, you know, you can only like build up your future so much. And so I kind of think Carolina has to sit and pick here, but maybe the offer would be substantial. Again, specifically if Justin Fields were there. Although, I mean, Carolina was kind of the most quarterback needy team in the NFL prior to the Sam Darnold trade. Not that that really moved the needle. And so if they themselves are passing on Justin Fields, I mean,
based upon Matt Rhule's comments, they're all in on Darnold, and maybe not in the long term past the 2 years, but they're at least going to give him an opportunity to have a second shot at the NFL.
Right. Maybe this is Justin Fields to New England, Justin Fields to Chicago, whatever the case may be, and not obviously getting to Denver. I would think it would be interesting if Denver sensed that and traded up to 7 with Detroit, like jumped this spot, you know what I mean? For the purposes of securing whether it's Justin Fields or whatever the case may be. But if Carolina sits,
you can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.